Oh yeah.
Well, I'm riding.
Woohoo!
Singing the same old cowboy song.
Good morning, y'all.
That's been sung 100 times before.
Come on in and take a seat at my house.
Ain't got nothing but my name.
It's Rosie on the house.
And I'm the only man I know to blame, but I'm living.
Here it comes.
Good job, man.
Good morning, y'all. It's your Saturday morning tradition. It's your weekend wake-up call. It's your Arizona homeowner happy place right here at Rosie on the house. You can let that roll, Gary. I don't know how we're going to get it all in today. Do you know it's Cinco de Mayo?
I didn't think about it, but I guess it is.
Do you know it's Garden in the Nude Day today?
I got that checked off my list. That's first thing this morning, up at dawn with the roosters.
It is Global Garden Naked Day.
That's why we're covering beef.
And I will tell you one thing. Don't Google search that with your kids just because if you're curious, because the website is startling. They're serious about their nudity at Global Garden Nude Day. So
I understand it's kind of old people.
Careful.
Too.
Don't we have a nudist colony still in
I think we do.
Shangri-La.
Okay. Shangri-La. That's it.
And it is Hike Like a Girl Day. So we have a lot to cover today. Here in the Rosie on the House program today, in the 10 o'clock hour, we're going to be talking about getting full use of that garage. You know, it's the biggest extra room you have at your house if you've got it stored correctly, cataloged correctly, and set up right. So we're going to talk about what do you have to do to cool it down. What do you have to do? That garage door is the biggest appliance you have at your house, and you completely, totally ignore it. You do. I know you do. You all do. When was the last time one of you greased your garage door? Huh, see, no one's raising their hand. Not one. Look. Use the microphone, Cam. No one's raising their hand. All right, so we're going to be talking about the overhead garage door. We're going to be talking about making the garage comfortable. 9 o'clock hour is open line. You can call in about any project you want. And hallelujah, baby, we got some really encouraging news from the super cool army of homeowners concerning the new APS power rates. Super cooling is not dead.
Oh.
And we'll be talking about that in the 9 o'clock hour. Also, any of you that have begun receiving your new APS bills with the new APS rate, we're going to be extremely curious to continue collect data on what you're seeing as well. In the 8 o'clock hour, we got some ranchers coming in from Reddington, Arizona on the beautiful San Pedro River. Going to talk beef.
It's National Beef Month. We got that going, too.
There's just too much going on.
May's busy. April, May.
Everybody picks May, right?
Oh, yeah. You got to cram it all in before the summer hits.
Before everybody leaves.
So that's just a small taste of what we got scheduled for today. But like I said, today is Hike Like a Girl Day. So we thought we'd bring a girl hiker in. Not just any girl hiker, but the founder of Trails Inspire organization. Someone who has hiked the Arizona Trail three times. Is in the midst of doing a traverse of the Grand Canyon. A traverse of the Grand Canyon is 600 miles. Hallelujah, baby. So as a special guest up from Marana, Arizona this morning in studio with us, is Serena Dufault. Hi. Serena, welcome to the studio.
Thanks so much for having me on the show.
Oh, I go to your website and it says that you are a suburbanite to adventure. This hiking legacy you've begun to stamp in stone wasn't your first inkling.
No, not at all. I come from the Chicago suburbs and really could not have lived a more suburban existence growing up. I worked at the mall. I had big hair in the 90s. I was a fashion design student. And so, you know, when people come to me and they're like, oh, well, you know, you do all these amazing things. You must have grown up doing this. And I show them a picture of my fashion days where I've got like the side ponytail and a bunch of makeup on and high heels. And, you know, not at all. And, you know, I also, part of that comes from my background. My dad is from India and my mom's from Southern Italy. And I'm the first generation born here. And both of those cultures, I actually interviewed them about this recently. Neither of those cultures go hiking or camping or, you know, the kind of things that I'm interested in. And so growing up, we went to national parks for vacation and things like that. But we never went hiking. It would be, you know, going out for a picnic or, you know, just going into car touring with overlooks and things like that. But, you know, I asked my dad and he's like, you know, we just never heard of that kind of thing. So
when you got a perfectly good station wagon.
Well, and, you know, my dad came from India way back in the 60s, and he said he remembers hearing about people giving up, you know, the chance to sleep in a perfectly good bed to go spend a bunch of money to get camping equipment to go sleep in the woods. I mean, you know, from a guy who came from a place where you're sleeping outside with a mosquito net on a cot, that just seemed ridiculous to him. And so it wasn't until my aunt was a little more outdoorsy, aunt on my mother's side. And
Both from Italy. Okay.
She took me camping when I was a teenager. And then I wasn't exposed to it until right before I moved to Arizona. I was a fashion design student. And then one day I took a class in anthropology and decided to change my major and come out to Arizona to study archaeology.
Oh.
And so right before I was doing that.
From fashion design to bones. Okay.
Probably not something that happens quite often. But,
all right.
So it was getting into archaeology that really got me outdoors and, you know, going on digs and things like that. And so when I decided to transfer colleges from my fashion design program to an archaeology program, I chose the University of Arizona. And
Great choice.
I think so.
Yes.
And I came out here sight unseen. I'd never visited before or anything like that. And I drove out. I took a two-week road trip with my boyfriend at the time in a little red sports car to come to Arizona. And the very first thing we did when we came to Arizona, of course, was to go see the Grand Canyon.
Well, good. I know people have been here 20 years and haven't seen it yet. So congratulations on that.
I know people in Flagstaff who haven't seen it yet.
Is that unbelievable?
So we went to the Grand Canyon. I remember seeing it and thinking, gosh, I can't even wrap my head around this. And it wasn't until the next day where we did the hike down to Cedar Ridge on the South Kaibab Trail that I really understood the Grand Canyon and got that spark. At the time, though, I had never been backpacking before. I had no idea you could raft the river. I mean, it was just kind of dipping my toes into the Grand Canyon.
See, this is what Arizona does to people. And that's my mission, is just peel back the layers of Arizona so our listeners can just start appreciating the idea of get outdoors. And that's your whole organization that you founded, Trails Inspire. What's your mission statement there?
Well, my mission is to get people outdoors and to promote the outdoors via writing, photography, public speaking, and I also do trail design and events. And so actually building and, you know, designing the trails for people as well. And my big thing is, you know, you don't need to do things like I do, you know, these multi-week adventures or these, you know, hundreds of miles. Just go out and have a picnic or go for a nice walk. There's so many wonderful public lands available in Arizona for people. And so I really, you know, that's always been my message, is just get outside.
So as the founder, as the executive director, as the secretary, as the treasurer of Trails Inspire, what does your day-to-day look like in all those roles?
Well, I'm on the road quite a bit. You know, a lot of the things that I do, part of it's on the computer, of course, doing emails, setting things up. But a lot of it is on the road. This is my I believe, fourth weekend in a row traveling. And so I've been to Silver City, I've New Mexico, I've been to Tucson, I've been to Superior, I've been, you know, quite a few places. So, you know, the workflow varies wildly. Sometimes I'll be, you know, in the middle of writing a piece for a website or something like that, but I'll also have to be traveling, so I'll have my laptop, and you know, I actually try and camp as much as I can when I'm traveling, and so sometimes, you know, I find a place with good Wi-Fi or, you know, a good signal where I can set up my hotspot in the forest. Even better if I can set up a hammock and do it, and you know, just getting things done. It's a lot of outreach. I do a lot of public speaking. I just did a wonderful talk about From Suburbanite to Adventurer, similar to what we were talking about at Summit Hut in Tucson. And then I do a lot of freelance writing for various websites and publications, as well as my own blog. I have my Trails Inspire blog, and as well as Serena's Wanderings, which is my blog that I've had since 2008.
And it actually starts with, I just clicked over there with some really cute pictures of you in your fashion years.
Yes.
Yeah. Styling.
Right.
Well, talk about some of the successful projects y'all tackled.
Well, my background comes from community engagement with the Arizona Trail Association.
Okay.
And so I'm really proud of the fact that when I came onto the Arizona Trail Association in 2011, I was asked to be the Gateway Community Liaison by the previous executive director, Dave Hicks, who lives right in this neighborhood. And he asked me to be the liaison between the communities on the trail and the trail users. And that was such a rewarding position.
Was the trail finished in 2011?
It had just been finished.
Okay.
Right.
We're going to take a quick break. When we get back, we're speaking with Serena Defoe from Trails Inspire. It is Hike Like a Girl Day, and this girl has put on thousands of miles. So if you want to hike like a girl, you got to stay tuned and find out what that's all about. Right here at Rosie on the House.